He was a man.
No.
Oh, you can't leave him alone 1 second.
But he still has his hat on.
At night, anyway, because at night he's alone and he would open it. Yes. And during the day, I know my brothers. I can't rely on them. And you know, and look at Michel would look at him all the time, but Bernard doesn't care and said, put this bloody thing on, and you know. Yeah. And so,
but it's not even a pleasure to take them out with such a...
I tell you, I take it off when I go out now, because everyone looks at you like, oh! Or they laugh, or they ask what it is, and then you have to explain it every single
and
time.
And the poor dog
walks into every single tree, and it's quite dangerous, because it doesn't hear very well that way. And, you know, when you're behind and he says, this way, it's like, you know, where are you? And,
do you know the stairs in Gloucester going up when Hela came, clack, clack, she bang.
Oh, ours too.
Did you take him up the stairs?
Doors, we can have them repainted because it's like, he comes into the door. He comes into the door and it's like this. Yeah. <You're> like, boom! It's like.
Yes, that's what happened.
That when the door is not open all the way, it's like... little bit of the Atlantic, yeah. And very blocks and
uh-huh.
and nothing nice except for the hotel, which is the most wonderful old hotel with a beautiful uh-huh. garden, view on the coast. So my mother and I uh-huh. said, very well, we will come for a week here, but we won't go out of this. We will stay within these 100 meters and won't. No, it's, I mean, and it was dead, not one soul in this whole town. And it was raining, pouring, it was terrible.
Why on earth did you want to go there?
Because I don't know, and this house was falling apart, like, and it was small, it was like, I think it was wide as this kitchen, and in the height, right? So it was like very tiny, and so... You know, we didn't say anything, and we said, because he wanted us to buy this, and so Michelle and I went, and my mother, and we only went for 2 days, and so, but the surroundings are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Little small villages, you know, where they have what they call la galette, which is in Bretagne, which is a crepe, with, you know, they have it in a square, it's a square kind. Fermé with tomatoes and with a glass of cider.
I really like the crepe.
Wonderful. Like that. You know, those little tiny villages and very nice, very nice. But La Baule itself is the most ugly thing.
Really?
Supposedly, you know, and supposedly in the summer it's a very, very, it's quite chic.
Is
you
it?
Can see it's quite chic. But it's not nice, it's not beautiful, you can't say so.
No.
You have kind of Pinède, you know, in the back and little houses.
Yes.
But as it's quite, I mean, if you buy it, you know, it's not, it's probably, I mean, if I buy it, it's not only to go there 2 weeks in a year, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I would like to go there in the winter. I would never, ever spend more than 2 days there in the winter. Except for if I'm staying at this wonderful hotel. Which where we have the most wonderful room in the roof. My brother Michel and I, we just, you know, we arrived there because my father had an appointment with the architect at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we went to Angers before, which is a very nice city where it's very famous for its old tapestry.
Uh-huh.
So we went to Angers and had lunch there and went on to La Baule. And then it was pouring rain, cold, and my mother and I said...
When was that? In May?
In March. This was in March.
I see.
End of March.
Yeah.
And then my mother said, 1 week before we stayed, and then my mother said, don't say anything, but, you know...
I'm not going to
get it. I mean, you know, I said to my mother, no way, I mean, she said, I know. I don't know where he got this idea. My mother
said, porcelain and glass.
You know, yeah. I don't know where he got this idea, you know. And then my brother said, no way. So he was with the architects and he was wanting to show us this kind of slum. And we were like, we're cold, we're going back to the hotel. We didn't even go into the house and look at it. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible.
Really not nice.
I mean, the house in itself, no. I mean...
But maybe it have possibilities.
Possibilities. I mean, it would have to be torn down and built up again. It was in such a bad shape. It was really, I mean, terrible. It must have been. It was never lived in since the Second World War. All right. So you can imagine. There was a very old car, totally, but one rust. I mean, a beautiful old car, but there's nothing left of the car. You couldn't even...
If you touch it, you fall to powder.
That's right. That's it. So my mother and I said, we're going back to the hotel. You know, we are very, very kind of luxury child. So we went back to the hotel, and my brother and I went into the room where we had a television view on the sea. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite beautiful. Because
it's
La Baule is kind of in a creek, in a creek.
Nice.
So very nice, very nice. And we had a marble bathroom, a pink marble bathroom. And so we had the most steamy bath for half an hour. I felt so good because I was exhausted. Because we had to get up. It's quite a long way too. It's longer than driving to. It's nearly as driving to Zurich. It's the same thing. It's 7 hours drive. It's terrible.
Did you drive with your father?
So I drove.
Who drove?
My father drove and I drove.
Uh-huh.
But the day before, in his car.
Uh-huh. And did you drive so quickly again?
No. Oh, but I didn't tell you the day before he had an accident. I was not home. I was not home. 2 hours. Flew back. Was not home 2 hours. My brother dared make the remark of, it was a long time since Dad didn't have any accidents. I have my father on the phone half an hour later. He says, we're still leaving tomorrow, but don't worry, don't tell Mother, but I had a little accident. I said, no, it's not true. What's wrong? Well, the door. What's the door? Well, she got in the door. Is it bad? Well, you'll see. The whole door. The back, so, you, the back left door, totally gone. I mean, a mess.
How did it turn out?
Like a V.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't straight
the night
again.
Before.
The afternoon before we had to leave. So you can imagine the door in a V, air coming through, driving 7 hours. We had to put my brother, I don't know what they did at night.
Are you renting the car unrepaired?
Unrepaired!
Why didn't you take yours?
With four and my car is quite small.
Okay.
And so my brother said, oh, how can you go through that pool with a broken car like that? It's a shame, you know. And so we had to drive. So he had an accident today.
How did he make it? But it wasn't his fault, luckily. Yeah.
So, but probably he did something wrong again. I don't remember what it was exactly. It probably did something crazy again.
Yeah.
And luckily enough, the other one who was... I don't know. It was his fault of the other one, but it was like, you know, he nearly caused it to be his fault, probably. Or
and now sometimes when you stop, it's always the person in the back who's at fault, isn't it?
Yes.
Sometimes you stop very abruptly, which is...
Or, you know, or whatever he did, I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe
but
not.
Anyhow, so he had this accident, and so there was the door, but it has been fixed since. Since then he hasn't had an accident. So
don't say that. Come on, yes, wood. Come on.
It's
no, not here. No.
There's wood.
You don't know what that is.
That's wood as well.
Well, I'm not sure.
Excellent.
Well, that might not be wood.
So
quickly down.
And, but the hotel was wonderful. The most wonderful dinner at night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they
went
out eat well.
Very nice.
Yes. Did you have seafood?
Yes, seafood. And there were some French movie stars there as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Mm-hmm. So we decided not to buy the house in Antwerp.
Yeah, you're glad.
No, I don't buy it. No.
Yeah, you will have, you'll soon have one or also in all four corners of Brussels, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'd like to buy something then in Brussels.
What?
In
Brussels?
Yeah. Something right in town. Well, not right in town, like Leuchtel or, you know.
Right
in town. Right in town.
Is it a good feeling now again or not?
Well, I'd like to buy before my dad retires because he is in the business and he knows exactly what to buy. And if I have to, you know, have works done, he has his
you
know, who does everything.
Uh-huh.
So, which is, and it's going to cost me less as well.
Yeah, of course.
So I better, even if I have to make an emprunt and, you know.
Yeah.
But I really want to have like a, even if I stay in Switzerland, because the Swiss house is mine, so.
Yeah.
If, you know, I'd like to have a pied-à-terre in Brussels. Mm-hmm. And so.
Mm-hmm.
An apartment. But
yeah.
A nice one.
Nice.
Not big. It doesn't have to be, but at least a little bit like yours, like the one the one we have at Mimoto.
Yeah.
Same kind of size, which can be more.
Size.
Yeah.
One person is really fabulous. Really, I mean, just nice.
Well, two, I think.
Two.
Yeah, I think for two it's wonderful.
Is it?
And even two with one child, but then afterwards it's a little.
Fabulous. funny.
Really? No, I think, I mean, I see the balloon in that harness, and I think they're doing very well.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, now, did you know about Vincent's other job, maybe?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know.
Well, we don't, we wait. It's this now, these days, that we know the answer.
But shouldn't he already have the answer?
Well, they said not before the end of May.
They said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now
it's the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
So he said he was going to call today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would he like to? I think so.
And you know, Isabel has an interview with the Embassy of Pakistan. With Mr. Wow or something, and Mr.
Hamid. Two people.
Two people, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder how that's going to be.
All right, let's go then.
Do you want me to bring him back up to
Patrick? Patrick's room. Listen,
can I help you do the dishes afterwards?
The bottom drawer, you can put things in.
The bottom
it's half
drawer.
Full. You know, of course, this little bouquet.
The one, the white one, you mean?
Yes, the bottom drawer is half full. And you
I'll
can put things in. Alright? Okay. Used to be two drawers empty. Now it's full of tapes. And I can see they take over.
Thank you.
They're fun.
Quite, I mean twice, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And recognizable.
Too, the new.
Oh, lovely! Thank you so much. That's from Zurich.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
But that's the one. Those are all the same. This is the one. This is
do
the Swiss
come out monthly?
Yes, this is a magazine. This
thank
is
you.
The Swiss thing. I'll get you the catalog. I have the catalog upstairs.
Yeah, some second.
Hodler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful
objects.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. I like this is Amiet.
Kuno
Amiet.
Yeah.
Both.
I wouldn't know him. But
that's
yeah,
the same. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's Hodler, not 17. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
That's 19th century. Didet.
No,
think.
I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I
yes,
don't
know. François Didet.
Someone called him sometimes.
Yes.
Romantic and so. You don't like him?
No. I had to get a terrible picture of cows, of course. A huge, huge as the two windows.
Does that come out every month?
Every month. I'll give you one every month if you want to.
Is it German?
Yes.
Do you have a big clientele there? It's English.
Yes.
Oh, that's
this is the one made in, it's made in London.
Oh, I see. Sold all over?
All over.
I see. They don't.
This one is not even sold, it's given out. I don't think it's sold. No, it's
no,
not. No, you can have this free. The catalogues
you
have to buy, but this one you get free.
You get that free?
Yes.
Wow.
So, I don't think there's a price on it.
Can they afford that? To do
yes.
things like that?
Yes, they give it free. No, no, it's free. This is free.
And where do you get it? You go to Christie's?
At Christie's itself.
You go and
otherwise,
it?
I can put you on the mailing list and you get. I'll do that. Put you on the mailing list.
It's too late.
Why?
You aren't there anymore. Oh, but I mean in Zurich.
No, here I'm. Well, I'm
you
going to
go
see
there.
Them this on Thursday, so I'll put them. I'll put you on
could
the mailing list.
Yeah. Okay. Then I guess it's
and
every
you get
month.
It every month.
Oh, I should love that. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's very well.
I love this painter.
Yes, so do I.
It's Helleu.
I don't know. No.
Paul César Helleu. He always makes drawings and
yes.
but aquarelle. They're always women portraits. Beautiful things.
Is that an aquarelle? Yes, that's beautiful.
Yes, I think it is.
It's like a drawing. And
no, it's
and
panel on canvas. It's a drawing.
Yeah.
Pastel, it's a pastel.
Exactly,
it's a pastel.
Yes. Here you would say it's
I love pastels, actually.
Yeah. Here you see it's a pastel. Huh?
Yeah.
But the face, I wouldn't say. I would have known. It's very beautiful. I'd like to open that. Can I?
Yes.
So nicely done.
It's chocolates with tokens.
Yes? Or do you want me to wait for Patrick?
Well, maybe we should wait.
Should we wait? Okay.
We should wait. Yes,
Janzer.
Janzer. Ah, the most wonderful baker.
Really? It's a baker and
yes.
he does that.
And he does conditorei. Ah, the most
well.
Wonderful cakes.
Does he? Yes? Okay, if you want to dry up.
Yes.
We wash our hands.
Yes.
Have you washed your hands?
Yes.
Maybe other anything. You never
always.
Never know. So, television, did you?
Yeah.
And very late on that.
Yesterday, they called. I called them in the morning and they said, "Is there a, journal at one or something?" And I said, "No, I don't really know." And then there was one at one, but yeah. I didn't see them then. Uh-huh. And in the evening, I looked for them, and then I saw them. Of course, I knew where they were, and I saw them quite long. You could see them very well. They were right in the front.
It's already right taken time before. That's the dark one is for the hand.
The dark one.
Yes, always the colored one. Uh-huh. Hmm? There's always one colored one. That's what is for the hand.
So.
You didn't go, did you?
No, I could not have gone in. She said, and she wanted me to go, but I said, Isabel and Vincent wanted me to go with them, but I could not have gone in. I think I could not have gone in. Mm-hmm. I can take this white one too.
Yeah. It's
because it's so difficult and so strict. Yes. Isabel even told me they asked the abonnements even for the proclamation. So.
No. Yes, lots of people came in the evening.
And it wasn't that much of an interest. I was very happy because.
Why?
The only one I heard was the winner.
Yes.
Was. On Friday evening, he played on Friday evening, and we switched on to and he was playing, and he was the only one I really heard. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't really, I think when you go to those things, you have to be in it.
Yes, it's like a fever, isn't it?
You know, from the beginning on, you have to have them seeing all 12, and, like Isabel and Vincent, it was the best way.
Yes.
Because otherwise you don't really appreciate it that much.
How did really Vincent appreciate it? Because he never went before, and now suddenly, I'm back on play. Does he really like it?
Maybe sometimes he forces himself.
Yeah,
but I think he would sometimes. No.
I think
very good of him, he has his own taste.
Yeah.
Very much like he loves Puccini.
Yeah.
I hate Puccini.
Really?
He loves La Bohème. I hate La Bohème.
No. Yeah? I don't even know. Do you think so?
Yes. He knows exactly what he likes and what he doesn't like.
But he never went before, and now suddenly, really, at quite a pace. He doesn't mind.
I don't know.
I think Isabel asked a bit too much. No?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Maybe. She asks too much sometimes. That's true. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's polite. He might. But
he'll give up.
But I don't know.
You don't think so? Well, I hope he can stand up for himself.
So
if he doesn't like it,
he
can say.
I think he's big enough to say.
Yeah, probably.
I don't want to go. I didn't want to hear, I've done this and this, and then I would get worried and say, oh my gosh, I haven't done nothing yet. And I realized I've done much more than
that. Yes? Well,
very good. Well, I mean, from what they told me,
Yes, but somehow I think, they used to say that, Isabel, we haven't done anything.
That's what I
don't know whether it's true.
No, I know it's not true. I know it's not. Well, I know from whom I can think it's not true, and from whom I know it's not true.
Why do you start to call
it? No, because I know, it depends. Yeah. I know people who say, well, I've done very little, and I know that's enough for them to have very good grades.
Uh-huh.
As I'm not the person to have to do very little to get grades, I have to get into something quite a lot, you know?
Like,
so everyone has his own taste and
And some really do have to work very little to get
good
to get on. You know where that comes from?
No.
You wouldn't believe. Disgusting old thing, huh? You know what it is? It comes from Burgundy. It's an old farmer's pot where they make fromage blanc. You see the milk poured out here?
Yeah.
See? It's a sieve.
Mm, and that's an old fromage
blanc,
yes.
So, I bought it
in
an antique. No, what shall I say? A compounder. So, what you said? No. It's not hygiene enough for me. I just put in onions, you know, keep it.
Yeah.
So funny, huh? I don't think they make that anymore. Okay. I'm looking now for a nice, you know, I have the most, they used to have in Dublin, one portier.
We have fruit balls.
With holes in it.
No.
No, you should have holes in it.
Is that the grape one?
Yes, and strawberries. You see?
Ah, yes, I know what you mean. No, I know which one you mean.
I know
which one you mean. No, we don't have that. I don't think we have. No, we don't. No.
I saw some and I should have bought them long ago.
Oh, the strawberries start to. We have the first nice salty strawberries.
They're always late. Well, I'm always disappointed every year. Every year I'm disappointed. They have no taste. You know, the thing is full there and they're just.
Are they clean, all those?
No, it's all dirty.
But then maybe we should burn it or not, no?
This, I have no more room for glasses. That's why I do this. No, is that done yet?
Yes.
I've seen quite a good, there's a little playhouse here in an old mill.
Mm-hmm.
They have converted it to a theatre long ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very, very good, a play, which you wouldn't know. Well, it has been running in town, some years ago, so it's... I enjoyed myself very much, Patty didn't come, so I need to... It's funny. A few old ones from 90, you know? So I have to get rid of them.
My mother does the same thing now. You know what she did? My father has he keeps insurance papers and all that, and it's stacked up. She put everything out on the floor now, and now he has to do it. And so he did it now, but it's still there, from year to year, and it's there now. It has been there since I've been home, so he hasn't moved it.
Oh, yes. So it's just
leaves
it on the floor.
I know, so it's there, and it will stay until my mother warns him that if he doesn't do it within the week or something, she throws everything out.
Yeah. Well, I have to do it quite sort of efficiently, you know.
I know, my father just we throw anything of his away.
No. Then he comes, have I read it? Is he new? You know, he came back from the Congo.
From Eurovision? RTV?
No.
No.
Is it?
Because the sign is from the Eurovision.
No.
with some.
I suppose that's what you've got over there, you know. And then, you want to see it anymore?
No, no, thank you.
Off the you know. You just can't keep it with you. 10 years.
Can I go on here, sir?
Huh?
Do you mind if I go on here doing these? Then you can go on.
I should get rid of those taxis before you come. But this isn't. I throw my things away out, which I took and shouldn't have taken. He shipped. He lived in the Congo for a year, and he shipped a whole huge tape over. Of newspapers, unread newspapers to read back to England when he first married. So I went for a year and he never touched them. So gradually I took one from the bottom and more and more the whole. He paid, I don't know how much, to send all that.
And never looked at them again.
I never realized it. Never looked at them and I threw all away. And he didn't even realize it.
He never realized it.
But I mean, every month a few newspapers, you know. And then he must have asked himself where there are all these newspapers from the Congo going.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. Thank you.
The garden really looks nice, I think.
Is that it?
Oh, yes. I love the mix of border. You call it a mix of border, no? Yes.
Mixed border. Yes. Which one?
The one there.
Well, it's still a bit.
I really like it.
I don't know.
Because I like. What I don't like in our house, we have too many flowers. I think it's nice to have green and flowers in between.
Really?
Yeah. I like
it. Nice to have a lot of flowers. What's wrong with that?
I like
I'd
it, but.
Them.
No, I like it like that better.
No, I
must
say I'd like flowers. Summer coming up.
I like cut flowers in the house.
Yes.
Much better than plants in the house.
Yes.
But in the garden, I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, that's interesting.
Did you
wash that very well.
Yes.
Because I had that on the floor. That's washed very well.
Yes, that's
it. Very hot.
Yeah, I didn't wash it hot. I washed it cold.
Sorry. So you have only 3 hours.
Yes, 9:30 to 12:30. Ah. That's why I'm a little worried. It's that, you know, you have 3 questions, so 1 question, 1 hour for each.
Yes.
So you have to be very quick.
Yes.
Because I'm not very quick.
Yeah, well, I'm very slow too. Funny, I'm a bit slow as well. No. Well, that's just temperament, isn't it? I mean, some are so quick.
Not too far.
Not too far.
Basta as well. Uh-huh. My mother came as well.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Did she like it?
Yes, she liked it very much. And, well, I was in Brussels for about 5 days,
I think.
Yeah, that's not very much. Not really long. No. It's going so fast,
too, actually. Yes, yeah, that's I'm going to Berlin at the 23rd or so.
Where, you're to Berlin?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, I've been, yes.
Was
nice?
It's nice. I don't know how it is now.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Exactly, yeah.
It's supposed to be quite a shock and a decadence. Yes. And
yes. I know.
Well, West Berlin is not the most ugly, the most beautiful thing.
No. I suppose not, but what you can do there is nice.
Yes, and East Berlin is very nice. I mean, it's quite nice in architecture. It's much
nice. Much nicer.
Well, all the historic buildings have been kept in East Berlin, and most of West Berlin was bombarded, so there's nothing standing.
Yeah, of course, yes.
But in West Berlin, you have the most wonderful pastry shop, Leisy.